Saving one of the old Lick and Stick stamps for your collection, mint or unused, was easy. You put it in a stockbook, envelope, or album, and as long as you kept it dry, everything was fine. But self-adhesive stamps are another matter. Like flypaper in a Laurel and Hardy comedy, once you remove the stamp from the backing sheet, it'll stick to anything. Paper, the tabletop, your fingers. Once that happens, it's no longer in mint condition. A full sheet of stamps is no problem. You store it just as you got it from the post office. It's single stamps and blocks that are difficult. You can put them on a different backing sheet, but the feeling now seems to be to keep stamps on their original backings. Practically all U.S. stamps now are self-adhesive. It's what the public wants. Only a few issues for special uses or for collectors are still water-activated. There's no official way to collect self-adhesive stamps, but eventually a consensus will be reached. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.